quality air, and that lets you save.
Who cares?
True Form Life.
Green Locum.
Welcome to Exploring Mind and Body with Drew Tatia. Drew is an expert in nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. And he wants to help you live a healthier, longer, and more active life. Now here's your host, Drew Tatia.
Welcome to another edition of nationally syndicated Exploring Mind and Body. As always, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for tuning in and being a part of our True Form Life community, whether you're listening on terrestrial radio across the country or as a podcast around the world. We certainly wouldn't be here without you. Today, I'm bringing on Dorothy Keith, and we're going to be talking about the benefits of trying something new. I know it seems too basic, too simple maybe, but too many people do the same thing day after day and don't try new things. So our argument today will be for you to try new things, and we're going to offer some benefits on how, or maybe some benefits on what are the things that are going to rejuvenate. Ooh, is that a word? Rejuvenate, or maybe ignite that fire within by trying something new. Sit back and enjoy. We got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tatia.
All right, let's get this show rocking. Welcome to the show, Dorothy.
Hey, Drew. Thanks for having me on again. I can't wait to talk about this topic.
Yeah, absolutely. For those of you tuning in for the first time, possibly, we appreciate your time coming in to see what we have going on. Dorothy has been with us a number of times. She's part of Team True Form. She helps facilitate our online membership. She does the meal planning, recipes, and grocery shopping list. She does one-on-one coaching as well. And today, she's actually an oil fanatic. So you're going to hear her. You can check out some past shows with Dorothy talking about oils. So she's very passionate about naturally improving your health through oils as well. But Dorothy's big part of True Form. We certainly couldn't be here without her and moving forward and bringing together content, new ideas, and new products. So thank you again for being here, Dorothy.
My pleasure, Drew. Let's get going.
Yeah, today we're talking about igniting that fire within. And I think a lot of times we just kind of go through life and we don't find that internal motivation. We don't find inspiration. And we were having this conversation earlier today and we're like, well, I think without trying new things, we don't get that opportunity to find that internal fire within.
It's hard, Drew, because a lot of us are so used to doing the same thing over and over. You know, we have lived in the same house. We have driven the same car. We go to the same job. We go to the same gym, perhaps. And it becomes our regular routine. And the more we do the same thing over and over again, the more fear builds up to do something different.
Our goal here is just simply to shine some light on a different subject, maybe a new idea or maybe something for you to try to see what it's like to do something new and check out the benefits of how much it's going to feel, make you feel a bit different here. Is there any place you want to start in particular?
Well, I always like to start with something that is close to our lifestyle, which is workouts. A lot of times we get so complacent in our workout routine or our exercise routine, whether that's running or whether that's going to a fitness class regularly or whether that is your own workout at home. And I'm not saying there's not anything wrong with finding a fitness class that you just love going to and being committed to that. I'm just saying that it is so refreshing to try something new and experience what it is like to overcome fear.
Well, you know what the thing is? I guess we had that opportunity. We just went to one of the Poise fitness classes.
That's right. We did. It was awesome.
Yeah, here in Hermosa Beach, we actually partnering with some gyms around the area, and Poise Fitness is one of them. And Dorothy and I recently did a workout there. And I think anytime you're in a new environment, there's a different fitness instructor, different types of clientele. You don't know what to expect. And even though we've been exercising for years and teach it ourselves, it can be a bit intimidating joining a new environment.
Yeah. And when we were asked, hey, you want to jump into a workout? Drew and I kind of look at each other like, are we prepared for that?
We didn't really expect to be doing. We actually did a pop-up. We did a trade show kind of pop-up table at their gym with TriMeg and Complete Truth Protein. And they're like, you guys want to join a workout after you're done at the table? And we're like,
okay.
And then, of course, we jumped in, which is awesome. They have great workouts, but it's just they're trying new things. And of course, there's a fear associated with your what you're mentioning here, Dorothy. And I think that's something that we all deal with, and we all have to find a way to overcome it.
It's not an easy task to face fear. It's really difficult. And I think that's why a lot of times we shy away from it and we kind of avoid new things because we don't want to deal with the fear.
So when you said, I think this is a great topic because when we look at fitness routines in particular, let's say, for example, you're doing the same type of workouts all the time. We're going to run into something called a plateau. And it's like the dreaded plateau in the fitness world because we work so hard day in and day out. We're going to the gym consistently. We're seeing results. And then at some point, if we don't continue to change our workouts, nutrition, of course, plays a big role as well. But we're going to hit that plateau and stop seeing the results we're working so hard for. So as you can see through workouts, we need to change them up as well to continue to see results. But that's what we're talking about here. I think you have to continue to change things up in your lives to continue to see different results and to kind of wake you up and make you feel alive and alert and continue to be motivated through everyday life.
And I think in addition to a physical plateau, there is such thing as a mental plateau as well, Drew. And mentally, we get fatigued or we get complacent with where we're at or what we're doing. And I think that's a lot of times why we see people kind of drop off or drop out of a class or stop working out, because there's nothing that's igniting the passion or fueling the fire.
And I think it's because what we're talking about here is because there's not anything new. We're going to the same class. So we'd say, well, try a different class or try a different workout. We're big fans of working out at home, working out at the park, or doing different types of workouts where you're using your full body as the machine. But if you're not continually changing your workouts up, you're going to get bored, like you're talking about, mentally. And then you're also going to get bored physically because you're not going to see those results you're hoping for as well.
Yeah, I found myself in the exact same position that you're just talking about, Drew. And I hate the B word. I don't like bored for some reason. It's not one word that I like to say often. But during the springtime, it was getting very busy in the teaching world and I had a lot on my plate and I was really not feeling inspired with working out or running. And then we arrived in LA and of course there's new motivation when you're in a new area and we're at the beach. And I decided that it was time for me to switch up and do something a little different fitness wise. So I decided to take on swimming, which was totally out of my comfort zone. I had done some swimming lessons as a child, but swimming in the ocean was a whole new adventure to swimming in a pool.
Well, it's funny because you wouldn't go in the ocean past between your knees and your ankles for the most part, unless it was the odd day where you would actually jump in. But it was kind of funny how you're like, I think I'm going to go swimming. And I'm like, you only go into your ankles.
Well, the ocean is scary. You don't know what's in there. You can't see what's in there. And the waves are intimidating for me. Not everyone would find them intimidating. In fact, we see lots of people in the ocean, like jumping around and liking the waves, but I was really intimidated by the waves and what's in the ocean. And you know, it's summer, it's not really cold in the ocean, but I told myself enough times that the water is cold that I believed it was cold.
Right. And we know it's not really that cold. We actually took a little trip up to Santa Cruz, which is in Northern California, and the water was quite a bit colder than it is here in LA.
Yeah, it was.
So I jumped in that water and I was like, oh my gosh, I jumped in there for about 10, 15 minutes. Everyone else had wetsuits on and I was freezing. And then we got back here and I jumped in the ocean here and I was like, oh my gosh, this is pool water. We don't realize how spoiled we are to have such warm water here. Like this Pacific Ocean is like bath water in the summertime.
That's right. True form life.
I couldn't be more excited to share with you our brand new magnesium supplement called TriMag. Now, we've put together three different forms of magnesium. We also have potassium in there as well. This is a top quality magnesium supplement in liquid form. It's 95% absorbable, which is much different than 5% coming from a powder or pill. So look for a magnesium supplement with clean ingredients like a TriMag. If you want more details, head over to trueformlife.com/TriMag magnesium supplement. This will help you improve your sleep. It helps muscle recovery and soreness. It helps mood, digestion, and it will give you a natural boost of energy as well without the crash. So check out more details at trueformlife.com/TriMag magnesium supplement. True Form Life.
I just would like, Drew, to break it down a little bit. I'm a steps or a process kind of person, and I think maybe there might be some people in our audience wondering, well, how do I do it? If there's something that I always wanted to try, but I'm really scared to do it, how can I just face the fear and go for it? And I really think it comes back to breaking it up into little tiny steps. It all started with putting on that swimsuit and mentally breaking it down into smaller little steps or compartments. It helps you build up confidence as well. So the first thing I told myself is just get the swimsuit on. That's all you need to do right now is put your swimsuit on. Just get it on, because the fear associated with the swimsuit was really freaking me out.
What do you mean? Sorry. You mean like you were fearful to put the swimsuit on?
No, I was fearful what it meant to put the swimsuit on, because if I put the swimsuit on, it meant that I was going swimming.
Okay, got it.
So first step, just get the swimsuit on. After that, it was, well, get yourself to the ocean. Bike to the beach. That was step number two. And that's all I was focused on for that little time frame, was my bike ride to the beach. Once you get to the beach, well, then you can worry about thinking about actually getting in. And the worst part of getting in was thinking about getting in.
Right. It was like the thought, right? It's not the fear, or it's not the actual swimming or getting in. It's the thought of it.
That's right. And you just, like, at that point, I got my swimsuit on. I got myself to the beach. Just get in the water. So the fastest way possible to get myself in the water was to run and jump in. It didn't. And at that point, I wasn't thinking about getting out past the waves, like the crash zone, as we call it, to swim miles. I was just thinking about getting in the water. And it's funny, Drew, because I talked to somebody who had recently been skydiving, and they said the same thing. I was like, oh my gosh, how did you do that? Wasn't it so scary? And they said the same thing, that the worst part about being afraid, or the worst part of it all, was actually thinking about it. Once you take that step and jump out of the plane, well, then there's like, it's done. It's that fear going up in the plane. And then once you get off onto the edge, you're doing it. So same with swimming. Once I was in the water, then you feel like, or I felt accomplished. And all those little steps give you a little bit of confidence or a little boost. Ah, I got my swimsuit on. Okay. Ah, now I'm at the beach. Good job. Oh, now I'm in the water. That's awesome. And all that was left to do was swim. And I didn't start out with a huge swimming goal. I'm going to swim a couple of miles. It was, let's just see if I can go a little short distance. And then our beach is lined with lifeguard towers for every block. So I was like, let's see if I can swim halfway to the lifeguard tower. Later on, not that same day, but day after day, I would try to go a little further and a little further, so that eventually I could swim my way to one of the lifeguard towers.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like when you set those small goals for yourselves, like it's pretty much a staple when you talk about setting goals. And so many people are terrified of setting goals, and so many people just don't set them anymore because of that fear of failure. But once you set that goal for yourself, it's so important to break it down so you can they're basically bite-sized chunks, so you can bite them off one at a time instead of thinking about, Johnny, eat that whole pizza.
That's right.
But taking it one step at a time definitely makes a huge difference. So I want to mention briefly my little story here, and it's not all that long, detailed, or elaborate, but I won this skateboard at a trade show not too long ago, and I've been wanting a skateboard for years, and I always mention this.
Tell them how you won it.
I don't think that's necessary.
Drew danced around like a big banana.
Well, I actually had a banana suit on. Okay, I'll tell you the story real quick. We were at this trade show and there was a skateboard there, and I wanted a skateboard for years. And I was like, how cool would it be to win that skateboard? It was a good looking skateboard. It's actually a longboard. I heard they're easier to learn on. And I didn't know like how much you spend on a skateboard or where you buy one. I didn't know anything. So we were at this trade show and they were giving away a skateboard, and I was like, it'd be so cool to win that skateboard. So I asked the ladies at the booth and I said, what do you have to do to win that skateboard? And she said, just take a picture of yourself and tags on social media, and the most original ones usually win. So I said, well, what's original? What could win? And she thought for a second and she was like, well, we have this banana suit and no one's put that on yet. I was like, you have a banana suit? So we kind of talked back and forth, and Dorothy was like, put that banana suit on.
Do it, do it, do it.
So I was like, all right. So I put this banana suit on. It was so hot. And I'm jumping around and they're taking pictures and we're posting on social media. So anyways, a couple weeks later, I messaged the company. The company is called Barnana, by the way. It's a really cool company. They're clean. They have clean ingredients. It's a clean snack. I'd highly recommend checking them out.
Banana chips.
Yeah, they're basically banana chips. They are banana chips, different flavors. So I emailed them, or I messaged them on Instagram, and I said, did you guys have a winner? And they're like, oh yeah, we actually gave that away. And I was like, oh shoot, I thought my banana suit was going to win. So we talked back and forth a bit, and they said, what's your address? We'll send you something cool. So not too long later, we open this box, and it's this long box, and it was a big box, and we're like, what could this be? We didn't order anything.
He's like, Drew, what did you order? I didn't order anything.
So I open the box, and I like slowly pull it out, and we're both like, it's a skateboard. So I was super pumped. And at any rate, so that was the very beginning of my trying something new and stepping outside my comfort zone. I thought it was going to be super challenging to ride and to stand on it, and it really wasn't. So I was able to ride it pretty easily the first couple of days. The first time was a bit is a bit challenging, but I slackline quite a bit, and my balance is pretty good. So it really wasn't a big deal, and I've ride it just about every day now. So that was me stepping outside my comfort zone, but I got a chance to try something new. I got a chance to learn that it wasn't all that scary and that I actually can skateboard. I thought it was going to take like months or years to figure out how to work a skateboard. And I just can't stop right now. I basically just jump off.
Drew sometimes will, I ride my bike and Drew skateboards, and sometimes he'll have to come up behind me and grab my shoulder to stop.
So at any rate, but you see different things. Instead of being on a bike, you're on a skateboard, or you see a different perspective. Like I watch the skateboarders to see where they put their foot, to see how they pedal. And I think you see a different vision. Like you see a different perspective by trying new things. And for me, I'm so glad I got a chance to have that opportunity, and I enjoy it. It's like a different excitement. I really enjoy riding our bikes down the Strand, but this is a different option for transportation and a different option for exercise and to see life from a different angle.
I really like how you said that, Drew, that it really opens your mind that, you know, when we do the same things over and over and over, the same activities over and over and over, or we have the same schedules, it really, I find, narrows your vision. So when you do new things, it just opens up a whole new world or a whole new vision, which I just love.
So tell us about the next thing that you want to discuss. Is it oils that you wanted to bring up?
Sure, I could bring up that. I could talk about oils all day long.
Dorothy loves to talk about oils. Well, I think it's interesting. It's not just business, but it's life, and it's finding new things that we want to talk about here. And for Dorothy, like, she found this new passion of oils, and she works with Young Living, and she started to do these brand new videos on her Facebook page. It's just Dorothy Keith if you want to check out her page. Facebook.com/DorothyKeith. But every Tuesday she does a Trivia Tuesday, and they're fun, exciting videos. You've done Disney, you've done rap.
Oh dear, I guess I do it all now. Oh, the newest one that is going to be a country one.
Okay.
Country.
But every week, Dorothy does a new video. And I just love the new passion she has by putting together these videos and being part entertainment. And now people are starting to wonder, they're like, hey, what's going to be your next video? Or someone was like, my Tuesdays are my favorite day just because of your videos. True Form Life. I just want to mention Complete Truth Protein here once again before I let you go. This is a protein supplement we designed ourselves, made with quinoa and hemp seeds, also maca and stevia. We have two different types of products. They both have tons of health benefits. You can bake the original bag, you can bake with. It's perfect for gluten-free flour if you're celiac or gluten intolerant. We have tons of recipes on trueformlife.com. which include raw protein balls. People absolutely love these ones. We have pancakes, cookies, muffins, all healthy, all clean ingredients. Dorothy puts these together for us on a weekly basis. So if you head over to trueformlife.com, head over to the recipe section. We have all kinds of recipes on how you can use Complete Truth Protein. It's also a vegan and raw product. So if you have any intolerances or if you have any issues with digestion, this will definitely help you out. Once again, that's trueformlife.com/Complete Truth Protein.
And I love that people are loving them, but they're just so fun to film. It's fun to find a new song. It's fun to make the lyrics. Drew always helps me, you know, come up with the words. It's fun to go shoot it. And it's just, it just brings so much happiness or so much smiles, so much laughs. And with the Trivia Tuesdays, we've been really, really enjoying that. And with sharing my essential oils, it was scary at first as well. You know, I have been loving essential oils from basically the moment I started using them quite some years ago. I had been encouraged to start sharing and try and, you know, help others improve their lives through essential oils. But there's that fear. Oh, I don't know enough about essential oils to teach somebody else. What if they aren't receptive to the idea, other people? What if they don't like the oils? What if I'm not good at explaining it? And all of these doubts and all of these fears held me back from sharing the oils and helping others improve their lives through the oils. But finally, it was just, I don't know, through encouragement of others to just try. So I did last year. I guess it hasn't even been 1 year yet, but since I started distributing for Young Living, but it just, try, like you just have to take that leap of faith and just try. And the response has been really, really supportive from friends, from family. The learning that that I'm able to share with people, and it's just something that excites me, and you know, you feel inspired and motivated.
Okay, I want to do my turn. It's my turn now. Okay, before we wrap things up, I want to tell you here briefly about my brand new podcast. It's called Transformations Through Running, and I'm so excited about it. But don't get me wrong, I love exploring mind and body. Exploring mind and body is like a child.
It's like a baby.
It's like a baby of mine. I've been doing it, at least at the time of this recording, for going on 9 years, if you could imagine. And that's such a crazy number. I can't even believe it. And I had no idea we'd get on radio or be nationally syndicated on multiple stations. So I love exploring mind and body without question. We're going to keep pushing on with it and keep bringing you new and exciting interviews. But I had the opportunity to start a new podcast here in Los Angeles, inspired by one of the running clubs in the area. And there were so many amazing, I got to tell you, their stories were incredible. And they're so active on the group, like 10 posts go up a day or more, and everyone's running together and excited. They're so active. And I thought, why not share their stories with the world? Why not make a podcast specific for them and give them the opportunity to have a platform, to have a voice and share what they have to offer, because they have so much to offer. So for me to have a new inspiration and a new avenue to do what I love, which is interviewing and sharing stories and making new connections and new relationships. And Dorothy could probably tell you firsthand what it's like or how excited I am, because I'm booking all these new interviews and I get a chance to talk to new people. How has that been like for you?
Oh, Drew gets so excited. And I think that is one of the benefits about trying new things is all of the new people that you meet and you get to welcome into your life that help lift you up and help will provide you with positive, like new positive energy. Because if we look at your new podcast or we look at me joining a Young Living team and distributing oils, it's so much passion and we've met so many cool people through those ventures.
Yeah. And I mean, just think about the things like there's so much work to putting a podcast together. Like we were talking about today, like I forgot how much it was like because I've been doing Exploring Mind and Body for so long. It's just second nature basically. And we're fortunate to have a producer that I ship the shows to clean up and fix up for us and fully produce. But I've been doing a lot of that myself now and there's so much to it. But I think that fear scares so many people away. Like for you, Dorothy, you're kind of starting to branch out on your own and you're putting together new videos, you have new excitement there. And then you have new products that you're selling. And I can't really help you with that. That's your own passion and that's your own.
I had to figure it out on my own.
So Dorothy, she's kind of doing her own thing, but there's so much fear and so much uncertainty. But think about all the benefits then hopefully that we're sharing with you here to help you understand that all the excitement and all the passion and all the liveliness, like that internal fire that wakes us up bright and early and like go and attack the day instead of just floating through the day and just trying to get through day, just trying to get through each day at a time.
Yeah, absolutely, Drew. I'm so fortunate that I continue to try new things. And a lot of people will ask me or ask us, wow, I wish I had an ounce of your energy. But this energy comes from always fueling that fires, changing things up, doing things that inspire us, doing things that motivate us and that we love doing.
Without question. All right, Dorothy, thank you so much for joining us today on Exploring Mind and Body. It's always a pleasure to have you here to share some of your energy and expertise on different subjects as well.
Yeah, I love coming on, Drew, anytime.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Exploring Mind and Body. As always, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in and sticking around till the end. I hope you consider just trying something new. I know it's easy to fall into the same habits and do the same things over and over again. One of the things that we didn't get a chance to message or mention in the show is nutrition. That's something that will also help change up your results. It'll help widen your vision and it'll give you different perspectives, different tastes, different flavors. And it'll also help you continue to see results, especially if you're working towards different health goals. And hopefully you are. But it's so important to try new things. I feel like it's the zest of life. So continue to try new things, switch it up, whether it's your morning routines, whether it's your regular workouts. We understand that schedules are important and doing things in a systematic way without question. That's perfectly okay. But try new things once in a while. And I'm sure without question, you're going to find something new and find some new inspiration and new life in your life. More details are at exploringmindandbody.com. If you ever miss a show, you can always check out all past shows there. We're also on iTunes, if you didn't know. And there was a new feature. I was actually introduced this to by one of our fans. And he said that I can only access 100 shows. Where's the rest of your shows? Because we have almost 500 shows, if you could imagine. So I went in and I made the adjustment. And you can access all 300 past shows. And I'm working on finding a way to share the extra 200 shows as well. So there is tons and tons of content for you to reach on Exploring Mind and Body. Hope you get a chance to listen to some of our past shows because some of them are just as good as the new shows we have and the ones coming up here in the future. We hope you consider checking out our new podcast coming out as well called Transformations Through Running. I got to tell you, these stories are chilling. They're giving me goosebumps, chilling in a positive way. They give me goosebumps. I've been emotional. I got to tell you, the stories are incredible and they're sure to inspire anyone in all walks of life. More details are at trueformlife.com. This is where we put together our Complete Truth Protein. This is a plant-based protein supplement gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free. You can throw it in smoothies. You can bake with it. It's great to give you a natural boost of energy, and it will also improve your digestion. And then we also have TriMag. This is our magnesium supplement. It's great for muscle recovery. It's great for restless leg syndrome. It's going to help you sleep better. Tons and tons of health benefits. All those details are at trueformlife.com. Once again, thank you so much for being here. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Taddea, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Taddea, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Taddea, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.